This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools Inspector General is leaving the district for a new job. William Fletcher is going to be Inspector General for a transit project in New York. In Fletcher's 4 years at CPS, he investigated spending of federal COVID relief money, among other things. In a big case, bus companies laid off hundreds of drivers, even though they were still getting paid, and some got PPP loans.
Under the circumstances, which were, you know, unprecedented, money was spent unwisely, and that money is never coming back.
Since the pandemic, CPS has been grappling with a bus driver shortage. Fletcher's deputy has already been tapped to be acting inspector general as the mayor searches for a permanent replacement. Several groups are coming together this morning to address poverty in Chicago's LGBTQ plus community. The event is called Unpacking Poverty. Raina Ortiz is the program director at Task Force Prevention and Community Services and one of the forum's organizers. Ortiz said that whether the issue is HIV, homelessness, or mental health, it all ties back to poverty.
We're so tired of talking about the symptoms and social determinants of health. We want to start having a conversation about the core root of these problems, which is systematic poverty.
The event starts at 11 at Task Force's offices in West Garfield Park. And the state of Illinois is probably getting a new flag. No one knows what it's going to look like yet, but starting after Labor Day, the public will get a chance to submit their ideas. Secretary of State Alexi Janulius is using dad jokes to encourage people from across the state to participate.
Let your creativity flow and run your idea up the flagpole.
People can mail their ideas or submit them to the Secretary of State's office online between September 3rd and October 18th. The newly created State Flag Commission will choose 10 designs for the public to vote on early next year, and the winner will be presented to state lawmakers, who will then decide whether to adopt that new flag or keep the current one. And the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield is making more than 1,000 Lincoln-era photos available for free online. The public has never seen most of these. The pictures have been digitized and enhanced, and until now, only researchers have seen them. They include portraits of Lincoln, some younger, some with a beard, some without, and others with his signature top hat. There are also photos of Lincoln's family into the 1900s. Hundreds of photos show renovations to Lincoln's tomb in the early 20th century, including crews moving his casket in 1901, and there are also dozens of photos of Lincoln's assassination. The museum says the Illinois State Library awarded a $100,000 grant to the project and is hosting it in its digital archives. And a few quick hits. The bacteria that cause Legionnaires' disease have been found in the drinking water at the Metcalf Federal Building in downtown Chicago. That's where the EPA has its regional headquarters. High levels of lead and copper have also been found. The Sun-Times reports AFS CME Local 704, which represents 800 EPA workers, has filed a grievance accusing management of failing to take action to provide a safe workplace. In a statement, the EPA Regional Administrator Deborah Shore says the agency is working to fix the problem. And a cheerleader has dropped her federal sexual harassment lawsuit against Northwestern University. Hayden Richardson filed suit in the Northern District of Illinois in January 2021. She alleged that drunken fans and alumni groped her at school-sanctioned events in 2018 and 2019, and that administrators tried to cover up her complaints. She also alleged the cheerleading coach at the time required female cheerleaders to mingle with powerful donors to help bring in more money. Online court records show Richardson agreed to drop the lawsuit Monday, and a judge approved it a day later. The records do not indicate why Richardson dropped the suit. And in the weather, cloudy early today and then sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 81. Tonight, the low is 74 with a chance of a stray summer thunderstorm. Tomorrow, it gets warmer and stormier with a high of 88 and a 50% chance of rain. And then the weekend forecast is looking lovely. Sunny skies and temperatures in the 70s to low 80s. I'm Justin Bull. Thank you for listening.